It's on? Okay. Guys, let's get into what we could do. First is the last section of Tefillas Kelim, which we discussed for a couple 2 weeks already. Let's finish that, and then hopefully we'll have time to start Bishul B'Shabbos, which I've never done here, but I think it's crucial. A number of people ask, and it's a 4 to 5 week commitment, but it's a commitment for life, and therefore we should make sure that we're focused on it. But first, let's finish up Tefillas Kelim. So we're up to the actual Tefillah. We discussed already what requires, what needs, what doesn't need, what type of mitzvah it is, what about different materials, bottles, disposable cans, electric utensils, what the definition of kli seuda. That's what we discussed in the last year. So now let's get to the last section, preparing for the tefillahs. If you have the third packet, Tefillas Kelim Gimel, we're starting with source number 16. Source number 16 in Tefillas Kelim Gimel, and the last week it was on Zoom, so you didn't have it. And again, those who are listening on Zoom, also we have packets here that Yaakov will bring back for you after. Says the preparing for the tefillah. So first of all, sometimes I've had the shaila before. One gets something that might not be kosher, so you have to kasher it also. Besides being tovelet, let's say you yarshin something from great Aunt Tilly, and you have no idea, milchiks, fleishiks. See, if it's China, then you're stuck because China can't be koshered. But if it's not China, let's say it's glasses, maybe also no problem because glasses maybe aren't balea. But let's say it's metal. Let's say it's metal. You have metal silverware. So what do you do? If you have to kasher something or have to tovel something. So the Tosfos holds that it doesn't matter what order you do it in. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hey, all the way at the end of the Masechta, the Gemara says, Mag ilan umat bilan. The language of the Gemara is you do hagala, you kasher it in hot water, umat bilan, then you put it to the mikvah, vein tahorim. So Tosfos says, lav dafka magil v'yakach yakpil. It's lav dafka. You have to do it in that order. Ela filu matbil bereisha. Right? If you want to be tova first, that's okay. And again, it's gonna come up at some point in your life. And you're going to think, does it make a difference? Tosfos says it doesn't make a difference. Tach tvila ena bishol tuma. Remember, this tvila is just to be mosif kedusha. Delevi ketova v'sheres biyadu. Tafila chadashim tzrichen tvila. Even new needs tvila. So it's not that it's really tummy that it's like tovel v'sheretz biyado if it's not kosher. So according to Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, though, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two different dayas about this. Maybe the order is crucial. Maybe first you have to do hagala, which removes the iser, which moves the treif, and then tefila, which is mosif the kedusha. What's the lumdus behind that? The lumdus behind that, Rav Salvechik suggested that the lumdus was, if you look in the Gan Shoshanim, Rabbi Ganat quotes this, I thought it was in Gan Shoshanim, in source number 19, he says, even though it's not a real tumah, maybe it's not even tumah daraisa, but it could be that Tefillas Kelim by nature is a matir. That's what Chazal enacted. If it's a darabanan, if it's daraisa for sure, it's a matir. So it has to be that after you do it, it's mutter. But if it's still treif after you do it, maybe that undermines what you're trying to do, and therefore that's why once you do hagala first, again to be machmir for that day, I want you to do hagala first and then do tefillah. That's what he writes in source 19. Eino mishum dika shem iser ala kli. It's not that it's iser kli. El bavad de nir lafarish kivan the tefillah hu matir. Shay the idea tefillah as a kli hu matir as ish tamshus bo lachein tzarech mitchila lahagala as a kli. So it won't be a kli iser, and then you do the tevila, which is the matir. The Dagomer Vava, the Noda Bihuda on Shulchan Aruch says maybe if it's a ben yomo, you should do hagala first, and then be tovelet because then it's a real iser in there. But these are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Could this machlokus shed light on machlokus bagaris?
It's a, I don't know if it has. It doesn't have to be connected. That's a din daraisa machlokus Tosfos, the Ramban and Yevamos about bagaris mila and tefila. It depends how you look at Mila. But it is a connected issue. Good. Chatzitza issues when it comes to the tefillah. So this is very lemaisa. As we know, let's just review for a moment. Remember, even in Hilchas Chatzitza of a person, of a nida, there are three levels of chatzitza. Interposition. Right? The whatever goes into the mikvah has to be totally not, you know, blocking water on any of its parts. So if a person goes to the mikvah, a person can't go to the mikvah with a cast. Person can't go to the mikvah with part of their body, blah, anything on the body. And there are three levels of tefillah, of chatzitza, that one learns about. Let's just remember them based on the Gemara. Number one is chatzitza daraisa. Chatzitza daraisa is ruba umakpid. Ruba umakpid. What do those two things mean? It's covering the majority of the item, of the person. Umakpid, and one's makpid, not to always have that on. That's very unusual to have ruba umakpid. Right? Unless somebody's wearing a bodysuit about to go scuba diving. You know, that would be rubo. Rubo umakpid, since when does somebody's body is caked in mud? No, that's unusual. Unless you treat hair as a separate entity. Then it's possible to have robe of the hair and knots. So it's possible. But either way, that's the highest level, the most chomer level of chatzitza. Rubo and makpid, I care sometimes that it shouldn't be on. Level 2 is the chatzitza derabanan level. That's either or. That comes up. Rubo or makpid. Rubo or makpid. If there's somebody that I'm makpid on, or what is makpid on? Let's say a woman has a ring on, and when she kneads dough, she doesn't want to get dough in the ring, so she'll take off the ring to knead the dough. So she's makpid. She's makpid. That's called makpid to have it off sometimes. Again, makpid is a big topic, but that's just one example. I have mud. I have paint caked onto my skin. Not just the color, right, where the skin is discolored, but I have mamish, I have dried paint on. I'm makpid about that. I don't want paint on my skin. So that's a case of miut. But it's makpid. So that's already a chatzitza derabanan. That's midina, but you have to. So before you go to the mikvah, before anything goes to the mikvah, you have to try to remove chatzitza derabanan. This is a chatzitza derabanan too. The minog is the third level. We tried to remove even a miyut she'eno makpid. Neither. Miyut she'eno makpid. Well, let's say somebody has a little something on that I don't care about. So that's the minog. The minog is to try to remove miyut she'eno makpid. Good, that's by Hilchas Nida. So the same would apply here. We try to remove everything. And therefore, if there's a little sticker on the kli, so if you're makbid about it, you would never serve this with the sticker on. How can you take the sticker? It has a price on it. How can you do that? So that's makbid. But even if it's not, even if it's miyut she'eno makbid, so we still try to remove it. So we try to remove any sticky stuff, any sticker, even the sticky stuff under the sticker, right? And the Shulchan Aruch talks about rust. Removing rust, so we do the best we can. You know, there are secret tools to use before you go to the mikvah. You know, nail polish remover. There are different things that help get the sticky stuff off. But let's say you spent some time and you did your best, and there's still you feel a little bit of, you know, that rough stuff on it. The rough stuff. It's okay. You did your best. You got most of it off. There's a tiny drop off and hardly even noticeable. And you would use it like this. So that's it. Then you could do the tefillah with it. As long as one does the best they can, even the Shulchan Aruch talks about a little leftover rust. Again, lechatchila though, Rabbi Forrest writes in his sefer on Kashrus, yesh li zar lasir gamet adevik. Try to remove the glue hanishar lefamim mitachtav that's stuck on under the sticker. Ki gamze nechshav chatzitza. If there is a sticker on that you want on, let's say it's some type of fancy glass. So you want it on, so everybody sees, like, you have this, and it's got the name on it. So then that would dafka la opposite. That's batel to the kli. That's not a chatzitza. That's part of the kli. You want it on. You want it on, and therefore, Rabbi Forrest says, yesh kelim shemeduach lehem petach katan shetafkito laharos erech hakli. It shows the value of a chashivuso vein aderech lasir lolam. You never take it off. So that's not a chatzitza. That's not a chatzitza. Derech mashal al crystal chashuv. That's not a chatzitza, and then it would be okay. So that's getting ready for the tefillah, preparing. Again, sometimes you like tovel and you come back. I've gotten the shayla, I think it was a couple weeks ago. One of you asked, I don't remember. Yeah, I brought it back, and now I noticed there's a little sticker on it. So again, when it comes to, that's a serious shayla in Hilchas Nida. Sometimes somebody would come back and say, do I have to go back to the mikvah? You generally try not to send women back to the mikvah, especially if it's the next morning. If it's just back from the mikvah, then we might say to go back. But the next morning, the first question is, you try to figure out what level of chatzitza was it. Was it was it the din or was it the minog? If it's the minog, then you're okay. But if it's the din, then it's more serious of a shayla. But here too, if you had the sticker on, if you notice the sticker, so go back and do it again. You know, if it's possible.
Without a bracha.
If you're not makbid on it, so really make your dinner worked. So you're just being Yosef the Minog, because I would not make another bracha on that. Okay, the actual chatzitza, the actual tefillah. So tefillah, we know the entire item has to be in the mikveh at once. This is different than hagala kashering. Kashering, it does not have to be all at the same time. Let's say you have a pot that has to be koshered. You trafed up a pot. You have a big pot to put the other pot into, but you can't fit the whole pot in at the same time. You can do like half of it and then turn it over and do the other half. That's okay by Haggalah. Koshering doesn't have to be at the same time. Tevila has to be at the same time. The entire item has to be in at once. And therefore, one has to make sure of that. What happens, though, sometimes, say if you're at a mikvah that has like a basket you can put stuff in, then you're good to go. But what happens if not? So you have to like hold it, and what about the spot that you're touching? What about the spot that you're touching? So if you're a little risky and you kind of like, what, open, closed, right, quickly, so then you're okay. That's fine. But what if it's something very small, very delicate, very expensive, you don't want to really take the chances. The Shulchan Aruch says, get your hands wet before you, first put your hand in, and get your hands wet, so your hand is wet, and then touch. You should try to make it loose. Because if it's tight, then there's a chatzitza on that spot that you're touching. If you got your hands wet first, the Shulchan Aruch says, then that is okay, the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah says, Dafka, get it wet with mikvah water. Don't get it wet with stam water. The Shach is not happy with that suggestion, with having your hand loose, you know, loose. That's a hard to gauge. If yours is loose, maybe it'd be too tight. Maybe you'll go there. People won't know, won't realize it's loose. So the Shach is not happy with that. I guess he would say, you got to find a basket. But the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Achron and the Tiferes Lemoshe, who says, no, come on. This is not real tefillah mitara daraisa. Even if it's daraisa, it's a different tefillah. It's not tefillah mituma. If you want to say that tefillah mituma, this comes up. Let's say there's a woman who's in a wheelchair, so she can't go into the mikvah herself. So she has to have somebody that helps her go down. So same shaila. Like, how do you? They're not going to let go of her. They're not going to let go of her. Chas v'shalom. Right. So what do you do? So this comes up very halacha l'maisa. They get their hands wet first and help her be tovelis. But again, there's a serious shaila. So you could talk about tight, not tight. This is a hosafas kedusha tefillah. So to say that loose is going to be gozer up too tight, the Tiferes Lemoshe does not think that that is a concern. He says on the bottom, Ayin Tiferes Lemoshe, the hasam betfilas tuma shayach shaper gzeira. Is a shopper to imlo yurape yavol the iser chamer be a dime, because if it's not tight, it's very serious. Kon she yival nida, she didn't go to the mikvah. O yasim bekli truma temeya tahora v'yochlana mashenken hacha to af im yishtamish bekli zu achar kach lo achli sura. Right, even afterwards, the food doesn't become nasar if you use the non tovelt kli to lo nasar masha besocho, and therefore the minhag is to be megal. So again, if you could like. Loosen your hand for a second, like put your ring around it, so then it's okay. Don't make yourself crazy. Don't make yourself OCD. Did every spot touch? Is it okay? Just do the best. Do the best you can. You got to make sure, so get your hand wet first. But that's the halacha with that. Yeah?
Back to the previous thing of the sticker. Is it in the eye of the...
The person who owns it, yeah. Person.
The
one, like, meaning if you're a shliach.
I don't care if there's a sticker at the bottom.
No, if you're a shliach, then it'll go by your mother.
Okay.
I assume it'll go by your mother. If you're doing it for her. Yeah.
Well, I guess about the sticker thing. If I did tefillah, I don't care about the sticker, but then I give the kli to someone else.
If you give the kli to somebody else. So at the time that there was a chi of tefillah, you were yotzei. So I don't know if the new person would have a chi of tefillah. Because once you a yotzei, the chiyav tefillah, I think you're yotzei. Okay, one can be tovel at night. There's no din of being tovel by day. Right, you can be tovel at night. Yeah?
Can you give it to someone else and give it back to you? They don't care about the sticker.
But if they're going to give it back to you, if you really... See, but obviously, you obviously don't care so much about the sticker if you're going to get it back and you're going to have it like that. Right, so again, one could try to do that if there's a hechi timsi that would happen, but I guess you don't care so much about it. Yeah.
I don't like do that sort of float. It's coming.
So you have to make sure. So the fact, yeah, that's my next point. The one has to make sure that water touches every spot, and that's why if you have a cup or a bowl or a pitcher or something, don't put it in upside down, because then it could be air pockets, and you know the water might not touch it. Put it in sideways or right side up, so then you make sure that. the water touches everything, right? There could be a nice vacuum when you put it in upside down. So I want you to make sure to put it in not like that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, what bracha do we say? Yevarech, source 25. Yevarech al tfilas keli. Al tfilas keli. Vimheim shnaim o yosem yevarech al tfilas kelim. Oh. Answer to a trivia question, the only bracha that changes nusach based on quantity, right? L'halik ner shel Chanukah, l'halik ner shel Shabbos, l'kvoa mezuzah, right? It's all the same bracha. The Sefer Tilas Kalim talks about what happens if you're tovaling a pot and its cover. What do you say? Is al tfilas Kalim or al tfilas Keli? So says the Sefer, he quotes Achronim, Dematvil Michse Yachad Imsiro Mevarech Al Tfilas Keli. That's one. That's one Kli. It's two parts of one Kli. Two parts of one Kli. But what happens if it's a type of pot that you would use that cover on other pots? Right? Or sometimes you would use it separately. So if you'd use the pots without the cover on, most people, that's sure, then that doesn't help. Because it's still the cover is bundled to the pot. It's like one. But what if you use the cover separately? What if the cover is usable as a kli itself? Pretty unusual. But what if you have a type of kli that the cover could be usable? So then lechora one would say al tfilas kelim if it is used separately. That's what he quotes from the from Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. You would say too. He quotes in the next source yesh lahair. You know, that we said Tilas Keli, Tilas Kalim, but he's bothered Al Kvias Mezuzah. Right, Kvias Mezuzah is one. Lahalik Ner Shal Shabbat, Lahalik Ner Shal. So, Lahalik Ner, one is the mitzvah, but here, why do you say Kalim? Why does it go? Because he says, because every Kli has its own mitzvah. So he's Al Tilas Kalim. By Shabbos, by Hanukkah, it's one candle. The others are extra. Mezuzah, though, is a little tough. Because even if you're putting up 10 mezuzahs, every doorway has its own mitzvah. So why don't you say l'kvoa mezuzot? Right, so it's arachian. But either way, this is the halacha. Yeah.
If the cover is not able to be used independently, why do you need to total the cover?
If the cover is still part, it can't be used independently, but it's still part of a kli suda. Still part
it's
of...
not ever touching the food in the process.
Why is it not touching the food? Covers touch the food, it splashes up on it.
Eating that.
The food, but it doesn't matter. Like we said, peelers. We said peelers need, right? But you don't
know. You're going to end up eating that thing that's being peeled. The thing that touches the
food. No, but the food, why not? It could go up on the inside of the pot, go down. You know, it's meant to touch. Okay, no talking. 1 second. No talking. Try not to talk about other things if you're involved in the midst of Tfilas Kalim. So try not to talk about other things while you're involved. Doesn't mean you have to be, you know, you're there with your engaged fiancé. You know, what's going on? You know, just be a mensch. Be a mensch. But it's supposed to be just not to be talking about other things unless it's bitzorchei a mitzvah. You know, take off the sticker or pass the nail polish remover. Yeah.
What if you're doing two things and one's a sabbeg
and one's not? One's a sabbeg and one's not. What, would you say al tfilas kelim, al tfilas kelim? I think you still say kelim. Still say kelim in that case. What? It doesn't matter. As long as it's one that's mechuyev, you already have to say the bracha. So I don't think it's ma'akev. If somebody says, you know, the wrong word there, it's not ma'akev. If one is in the middle of tovaling and you remember you didn't say the bracha, you can say the bracha as long as you have one left. You know, if that's a shaila. If you only have one left and you tovel 15, what bracha do you say? I would say Kelly. I would say singular because it's going on what you, right, over lasiyasan. It's going to come up, zayin amabes. Right, over lasiyasan is going on what you have left. Good. Who could do the tefillah? Who could do the tefillah? Again, this comes up. Could a katan do the tefillah? Father, do you want to take my kids to help with the tefillah? Are they allowed to do it? The answer is yes. Tefillah is a reality. It's not lishma. You're not allowed to trust them that they did it. You can't send them into the mikvah. Because a katan doesn't have ne'amanus. Maybe by p'tikas chameis, you know, the sugya. But if you watch him do it, if you watch the katan do it, then it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein ma'aminim katan al tefilas kelim." You don't believe him. Avalim tavalu lifnei gadol havi tefila. But if you did it in front of a gadol havi tefila, the Shulchan Aruch even says, "In hitbil kelim al yedei oved kochavim al salam tefila." Non-Jewish help. Let's have a lot to do. So somebody brings a non-Jewish help to the mikvah. So one might say, it's not so appropriate, you know, to add Kedusha through a non-Jew. This act is trying to remove the non-sanctity of having it made by a non-Jew. And you're removing that by having a non-Jew put it into the mikvah. It works. It works. Because it's all about Tosefes Kedusha, and therefore it would work. Again, but he wouldn't be Ne'eman on the tefillah. The Taz discusses whether this is a lechadchila or not. The Taz says, don't let him do it because of the bracha. But then you would say, okay, as long as you do the first one and you make the bracha, he could help you out. But either way, this is the Taz. There is, I didn't give it to you, but there's a pre-chadash that says maybe you can make the bracha even if the goy puts it into the mikvah. Because it's result-oriented. This relates to a Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim is a contemporary around of the Beis Yosef. So he says this by two other mitzvahs. Ma'akeh. Putting up a fence around your roof. So usually there aren't so many, I mean, I guess in this country there are, Jewish construction people. Who's welding the metal gate onto your roof? So often it could be a non-Jew. Could you make a bracha? According to the sheet that say you make a bracha when you put up a ma'akeh. So some say the Jew should be the one to push the last one in. Push the last brick in. But Machane Ephraim says, well, no, why? It's a result-oriented mitzvah. He's doing it, and you've created the result. And he extends this to, and this is the Chiddush, Magen Avraham talks about this in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say it's after Shkia on Friday night. And there was a craziness in the house. The woman didn't light candles yet. So she can't light candles. Once it's Shkia. She could ask a non-Jew to light candles. Right? Amir la'akum. Banish Mashas is mutter. Could she make a bracha on those candles that the goy lit? So the Machane Ephraim says yes. It's result oriented. That's tricky. I don't know if we really paskin that way, but again, all of these are about the same yisod. If it's all about the result, I think generally it would probably be machmir that rather, even if it's result oriented mitzvah, you'd only make the bracha if you're doing the ma'isa by ma'akeh, by Neir Shabbos, by tefillah. But again, this is about the tefillah itself. Yeah.
When you say kids don't believe, that means that you actually scan everything. Can you send them in from the car?
You cannot send them in from the car.
You
have to be with them. You have to see it.
And can you have two people do two different kids and make two brachos?
If you can. You have to have kavanah shelo latzeis. If one person says it and the other person says no, I want to make my own bracha. That's a big sugya. It's topic of a separate shiur. When is it better to have everybody make their own bracha? And when is it better to have one, Barovam Hajjaz Melech, as the Gemara says. Gemara says it by Besamim. Barovam Hajjaz Melech, or says it by Eish. Right, to have one person. So by Kiddush, one person making it, or no, everybody should make. In the morning, when everybody, let's say everybody's putting on their tefillin at the same time. You don't have somebody say, okay guys, listen, L'haniach tefillin, amen, everybody puts on their tefillin. So is that just practically because we're all at different stages, or no? Maybe there's something about if I'm doing a Maisa Mitzvah separately, so then I should make my own bracha.
That has to do with how many people there are now and how many kelim you're doing. Is there any idea of the world on the Hajj's Melech by how many kelim you're doing?
No, but it's still, everyone is a Maisa Mitzvah. Everyone is a Maisa Mitzvah, even if it's different kelim. But it's, yeah.
Can a kelim also do a galah?
Could a kelim do a galah? Yes. Again, he's not Nema, but yeah. Hagalah is even better, because Hagalah is just removing the problem, not even being Mosef Kedusha. Not being Mosef Kedusha. Okay? Okay. This was all finishing up tefillah.